KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimmigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender and a janitor. The Palouf Harbor Tribe is looking for a tribal environmental coordinator. The City of Sandpoint is looking for a part-time pole tap sales assistant. The King Cove Department of Public and Safety is looking to hire a certified police officer. Interested applicants can contact the King Cove PD at 907-497-2210. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. And today is May 30th, 2025. Happy birthday to Clarence Gallivan. Happy birthday to Dahl Kachutin. And happy anniversary to Julia and Rob Tripp. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 997-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
My friend and I are at the beach on a breezy spring morning, up in the grass above the high tide line, watching small groups of sandpipers and shorebirds running and feeding out by the water. The tide is creeping up the wide open expanse of sand, and scanning the beach with binoculars, we see a variety of birds foraging. We see bigger birds with long legs furthest out, wading belly deep in the rising water and stopping to probe the submerged sand with long, slender pointed beaks. These are godwits. I focus one, trailing behind the others, submerging his whole head and long bill to probe for prey. A flock of medium-sized sandpipers is foraging right at the tide line, where the water creeps up the beach, probing in the damp sand for small mollusks. These are red knots, my friend says, a flock of ruddy turnstones. Shorebirds with relatively short legs and stubby bills is closest to us, working the cast seaweed at yesterday's high tide line. Turnstones are aptly named for their foraging technique of flipping over stones and seaweed on the shore to look for small invertebrates. Many of these shorebirds are migrating through this area of coastline, headed to their breeding grounds further north. Since different species use different feeding strategies for prey, they minimize direct competition for available food. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
You're listening to statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A Kodiak fisherman was sentenced last month to a year in jail for illegally shipping deceased Tanner crab from Alaska to Washington. The Alaska Beacon reports that Corey Potter will also spend 2 years on supervised release and will be barred from commercial fishing anywhere in the world during that time. The sentence comes after a federal investigation found that Potter told his two boat captains to move crab harvested in Alaska to Seattle for higher sale prices, which is illegal. Both captains also pled guilty last year to violating the Lacey Act, which bans importing possibly harmful wildlife like the deceased Tanners. Potter's boats, Arctic Dawn and Gambler, had nearly 4,300 pounds of live Tanner crab and nearly 3,000 pounds of Golden King crab on board. According to a press release last week from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the captains knew some of their haul was almost certainly infected with bitter crab syndrome, which is lethal to crabs but not to humans. The parasitic disease can be identified by shells turning red or orange, as well as blood and flesh having a milky look to it. None of the crab made it to the market, according to the report from the Beacon. They were instead seized by the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife and sent to a landfill. The Alaska Beacon reports the government is also seeking nearly $190,000 in restitution, and a hearing on that is set for July. The University of Alaska Southeast hired two new administrators. One will lead its School of Education, and the other will oversee the campus in Sitka. Carly Simon is the new dean of the UAS School of Education. She's worked as the school's interim dean since 2023 and led its accreditation efforts, according to a news release from UAS. The campus appointed her as the permanent dean last December. Simon says she's excited to work with faculty on larger projects. This includes developing a new Master's of Teaching program with a specialty on Indigenous languages and teaching apprenticeships.
I think everybody feels that they can kind of settle in and start working on the big efforts and initiatives that we've been wanting to get to, but have been waiting for the stability and leadership.
UAS also hired Jeremy Rupp as the new Sitka campus director. He's replacing the previous director who retired earlier this year. As director, he will oversee the day-to-day operations of the Sitka campus.
This position is meant to support the really important work that others are doing. And it's a community campus, and that means that it's really meant to support the communities.
Rupp started the position about a month ago and says he's looking forward to being a part of the local community. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
Get your weekly look at the trends, policies, and issues that impact your wallet in Alaska with the Alaska Economic Report. With me, Ava White, on your local public radio station each week.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive, with small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options, designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A new app mapping wildfire risk in Bristol Bay is filling in major information gaps, just in time for what officials warn could be a dangerous fire season. The map is the first of its kind in rural Alaska and comes in response to an extreme spike in wildfires in Bristol Bay over the past 3 years. KDLG's Margaret Sutherland reports.
The Alaska Venture Fund is a nonprofit that works with regional stakeholders on wildfire preparedness in Bristol Bay. After a severe fire season in 2022, the group hired University of Alaska Anchorage Associate Professor Jennifer Schmidt to create a wildfire risk map as part of a larger effort to build community wildfire protection plans in the region. Schmidt has developed similar wildfire risk maps in Anchorage and the interior, but she says this is the first time the approach has been applied to rural Alaska.
I built an app for the Bristol Bay area where people can visualize what this wildfire directionality looks like, what the exposure looks like. That way people can zoom in on their houses and they can see if they have a problem, don't have a problem, do I need to take action.
Schmidt originally planned to map the communities of Dillingham and Igiagig. While she was at it, she mapped 24 communities in Bristol Bay and created an app for public use. It's the first detailed and community-informed wildfire exposure and hazardous fuels map in Bristol Bay, and it provides a new data set and insight for the region. While there is a national wildfire risk map, Schmidt says it is largely inaccurate for much of Alaska.
The unfortunate thing is it shows that Alaska has low wildfire risk, so communities go for grants and they get shot down, because these national products don't accurately reflect local conditions.
She started with mapping vegetation and ranking each type by flammability on a 100-point scale, 1 being least flammable and a low-risk area, 100 being most flammable and a high-risk area. Schmidt says spruce and grass are ranked amongst the highest-risk fuels in Bristol Bay. Unlike most regions she's worked in, grass fuels many Bristol Bay fires, so she adjusted her rankings to match that. She says having community-informed input is essential for accuracy.
Part of the process is getting this information into the hands of people so that they can see the products and then in turn tell me, yes, this works, no, this doesn't work, can you add this?
Once the area was mapped with vegetation type and flammability, she overlaid it with infrastructure like private residences, schools, and the hospital. She also collaborated with local stakeholders to identify specific areas that are important, like boatyards and fuel tanks.
So our maps can tell us places where they're most at risk for fire and take the actions to reduce that.
This information is becoming more crucial. In 2022, Bristol Bay saw a 7,500% increase in acres burned, according to a presentation by the Alaska Venture Fund. Scott Renzo is the fire department coordinator for the city of Dillingham. He says that's partly due to changing environmental conditions in the region.
There's always been fires, but now these fires are larger because it's drier. There's more vegetation, there's more fuel loads. When you have a fire, it has a real potential to be a big fire. As I think in the past, historically, there would be smaller fires, but not the large size fires we're seeing recently.
After a low snowfall winter, Renzo says the region is bracing for what could be another risky wildfire season this summer. Reporting from KDLG in Dillingham, I'm Margaret Sutherland.
This is Alaska Public Media.
And we'll see what's next. I'm trying to load a bunch of songs, and I got a little bit, okay. I'm trying to catch. I made a mistake. Good thing it didn't change what was broadcasting. Start out with some Martina McBride with Broken Umbrella, Wild Rebel Rose, and then Where I Used to Have a Heart. Here's Martina.
All the clouds to kids used to tease you. Wild rebel rules. Every time they'd see you in those black turtlenecks in mid-July, wearing too much makeup around your eyes. Whoa.
I messed up my program order a little bit. Good thing that it wasn't too bad. Martina McBride's with us one more time with Always Be This Way. And then we have Lainey Wilson with Wildflowers and Wild Horses. And then Watermelon Moonshine. I haven't tried that one yet. I got to make that. After that, we have Things a Man Ought to Know. Those three by Lainey Wilson. Right now, Martina McBride.
Heartbeat faster, you got me feeling like a sweet.
Cut the barn with a little light, parking back and then drinking watermelon moonshine. We cut the barn with a little line, parking back and then cut two vines. I was his and every bit of that boy was mine. Too young to know what love was, but we were learning on the sweet buzz. There's never nothing like the first time. Trailer on the 2-inch hitch. I can shoot a shotgun, I can catch a fish. I can change a tire on the side of a road. Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know. How to know when it's love, how to stay. Up a good thing, and how to fix it before it's too late. And yeah, I know a boy who gave up and got it wrong. If you're in love with a woman, you don't let her go. Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know. If I can't have it, I can do without. I can hang a picture same as I can take it down. And how to keep it hidden when a heart gets broke. Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know.
Yeah, that's Carly Pierce and Ashley McBride, of course. We got one more by Carly Pierce here, Every Little Thing, and one after that, What He Didn't Know.
Change a tire in the Citgo parking lot. He said we both could use a beer, and I said, hell, why not? What started out as one night turned to 6 months just like that.
Thank you. right now I'd die to not remember every little thing. I remember every little thing. The high, the hurt, the shine, the sting. Every little thing. I remember every little thing. I'm haunted by the memories of every little thing. The high, the hurt, the shine, the sting. Every little thing. Everybody's asking what the hell happened, wondering why it all went wrong. Mama always said, if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all. And I've got my side of the story, and he's got his side too. So I ain't gonna go and tell you what he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't do. Treat me right, put me first, be a man. His words, stay home 'cause he wanted to. Always fight for my love, hold on tight like it's something that he couldn't stand to lose. The devil's in the details, I won't tell the hell that he put me through. All I know is in the end it wasn't what he did, no, it was what he didn't do. Time to turn around. So I'ma take the high road, even though we both know I could run him out of this town. That's just dirty laundry, I don't need to wear the truth. So I ain't gonna tell you everything he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't do. Treat me right, put me first, be a man of his word, stay home 'cause he wanted to.
Yeah, coming up next, Carrie Underwood with Good Girl. After that, Cowboy Casanova, her big hit. And then Two Black Cadillacs.
No good for you. You better get to getting on. your goodbye shoes and go, go. From me that boy.